Hello and welcome to First Baptist Church. Today's speaker is Pastor Jeff Reynolds.
What a truth. My goodness. Let's pray together. Lord, we're so thankful that you see us and that you are fully aware of everything that is going on in our lives. And we pray that by your word, you would encourage us now. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. I don't know about you, but sometimes in my personal journey of faith, I feel a lot more like Thomas than I do some of the other disciples. You remember Thomas, after Jesus was raised from the dead, they had seen Jesus and they were telling him, "The Lord is alive." And he said, "Until I can see it, I'm not going to believe it." He said, "Until I can see him and until I can touch him, I'm not going to believe it." Well, Jesus appeared to Thomas. And Thomas got to see the resurrected Jesus, and Thomas got to place his hands in Jesus' wounds. And Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to Thomas, he said, "Thomas, because you've seen, do you believe? Blessed are those who will never see and yet believe." And the truth is that you and I, as followers of Jesus Christ, are called to walk by faith and not by sight. But sometimes in my life, the road gets awful dusty, and the way gets awful hard. And there are times when, though I trust God, and though I will seek to follow Jesus no matter what, and though I know that even though I cannot see him, I love him, and I know him, and I follow him, there's still times when I just yearn for a little glimpse of his presence. I had a time like that not long ago. I was driving in my truck, and that's often when God speaks to my heart the clearest. Maybe it's because it's when distractions are kind of at bay. But I was driving in town, and I came up to a major intersection, and frankly, I had a lot that was weighing on my heart and on my mind. And I was just struggling. You ever been there? Just struggling. God, I know you're there. I know you care. I know that you are moving in ways that I cannot now perceive, but I don't feel that right now. Sometimes that's what faith is like. We don't feel it, even though we know it to be true. And so I was kind of sinking at this intersection into prayer, and this was a busy, major intersection in Bowling Green. No trees around, nothing. And all of a sudden, a little baby bird landed on my windshield wiper from out of nowhere. To the degree that it startled me, and I thought, what in the world is this? This bird was clearly just learning how to fly, and I thought, there's no trees around. How could this bird have ended up here? And the bird there on my windshield wiper just kind of looked around for a minute and then flew off. And I melted, because that little bird was a baby sparrow. In Matthew chapter 10, verses 29 through 31, our Lord Jesus said this: "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows." Thankfully, it was a long light, because it took me a minute to compose myself again. For there in that little visit from that little bird, God gave me a glimpse into his goodness. He reminded me of the word of Almighty God, the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who said, "God knows what's going on with every little sparrow, even the one who has landed on your windshield wiper in the middle of the city. He knows what's going on with you. What's more, he knows things about you you don't even know. For you don't even know the number of the hairs on your head, but God does. And so you can trust him, and you can follow him, and you can be assured that he is with you." In 1904, a woman named Sevilla D. Martin, who was wife to a traveling evangelist who traveled all over the United States, went to visit her friend who was ill and who had been bedridden for some time. And in the course of their conversation, Miss Martin said, "Do you ever get discouraged because of your condition? This is how her friend responded. Mrs. Martin, how can I be discouraged when my heavenly Father watches over each little sparrow and I know he loves and cares for me? Within minutes after that visit, Sevilla Martin went home and wrote a poem, and it went like this. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Let not your heart be troubled, his tender word I hear, and resting on his goodness, I lose my doubts and fears. Though by the path he leadeth, but one step I may see, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Whenever I am tempted, whenever clouds arise, when songs give place to sighing, when hope within me dies, I draw the closer to him. From care, he sets me free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Sevilla Martin wrote that poem in 1904, and Charles Gabriel set it to music. And in 1957, a woman named Ethel Waters took the stage at the Billy Graham Crusade in New York's Madison Square Garden, and she sang that song and reminded the world that the eyes of Almighty God are on the sparrows, and the eyes of Almighty God are on his children. God loves you, and he sees you, and he guides you. And if he can take care of the sparrows, he can take care of you and me. So we sing because I'm happy. And I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Would you pray with me? Oh, Father, we are the people who walk by faith and not by sight. So, Lord, we do not require any sort of sign from you, for we will trust and follow Jesus no matter what. But occasionally, when you give us glimpses of your glory, glimpses of your presence, glimpses of your care, we are so reminded of the words that you have spoken to us. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And we thank you. We thank you that you number the hairs on our heads, and we thank you that you know everything there is to know about us, and we thank you that you care for us all along the way. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Should I feel discouraged? And why should those shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for my heavenly home? When Jesus is my portion, constant friend is he. Yes, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Yes, his eye is on the sparrow, I know he watches me. I sing because And I know he watches.